I think a lot of what goes on for our children, like even now, is stuff that we've kind of carried that happened to, you know, any one of us. Like in our house, both my husband and I are residential school survivors. So I know there are things that affect our son, you know, especially from his dad. I survived, and you know, physically, nothing happened to me. But he barely got out of there. Just before they closed that school that he was in, something had happened to him, and he barely got out of there. And they didn't even have him taken care of by the doctors or anything like that. They just kept them at the school, and the only reason questions were asked was because they realized that his name was still there, but there was nothing beside his name to say that he was in school. That was when they started asking questions. So I know that some of that stuff that he carries from that, I know still affects our son. So I know there are things that happen for our son even now. Our son is 38 years old, and he deals with a lot of that stuff still. And I know that it happens even for the grandchildren, you know, the younger nieces and nephews, as you kind of get through and you watch them. And you realize even how much that even some of them are still going through. They want so badly to be included. They're so afraid to be left out.